Do you feel stuck living a life that you just don't enjoy? Do you feel like you just don't have the ability to make choices in life that are your choices and not somebody else's choices? Do you want to know how to make better choices? Would you like to know another sentence that has the word choices in it? Well, you're in luck because today's episode, we're going to be talking about choices, existentialism, and stoicism. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
Danny, so you chose this episode. Why
I
on
know.
earth would you make that choice? And
Well,
how
one,
did you make the choice?
I like long titles. No, also, I do. But yeah, so I was reviewing existentials again because I'm teaching a summer class, and I was thinking about it, and in Stoicism, you get that, favorite thing people have talked about, the dichotomy of control, and what's within our realm of responsibility, what we have power over, right? So like our what we actually do, our actions, our feelings, how we respond to things, that's all crucial. And existentialism and authenticity, a big focus for all of them is choice and the way in which choice and actions, not only say who we are in the world, but also through them we make ourselves, right? And I think there's a really nice overlap between the two. And I think understanding that can help people kind of live their own life because it is really crucial to get clear about what matters to you, and why you're doing the things you're doing, and empowering people to make choices that actually are for them, not for anyone else, not influenced by the world, and recognize the power we have as individuals and agents to live our own lives. We can do anything. And I think we forget this so often. It is so easy to find yourself doing things because you think you're supposed to, or because somebody wants you to, or because you feel obligated, or you don't know what the hell to do. And before you know it, you're living somebody else's life. You're not living your own life, and life sucks.
I think that's a very interesting point, 'cause like the existentialist, there's no meaning to life. And so therefore, any choices that you make, they're really meaningless. So it doesn't matter. But that's completely opposite to what society wants us to think about choices. They want us to think that you have to make the right choices. You have to go to the right schools and meet the right person and do the right this, and as if there's a definitive right this or right that, and also that you can't make mistakes.
Yeah, exactly, right? You're supposed to have it right all the time and never fail and always do the right thing. And it's funny because that sense of right and wrong is really just a way to control people to become a certain type of person, to fit the norm, to conform to society, not cause problems. And I think, like you were saying with the existentialists, you're right. Choices on the one hand, they don't have any meaning. On the other hand, the meaning they do have is what we give them, right? So they can be very meaningful, and they can build to a really important sense of who we are once we define ourselves. There's a really cool article called "Man Has No Nature" by José Ortega, where he talks about how life is just a project where we formulate an idea of what we want to be, and then we make it a reality. And I always like that way of thinking about it because, if you don't have a sense of who you want to be, and you don't have a clear idea of what you want to become, somebody else is going to decide that for you. And it kind of really emphasizes the importance in which we have to kind of define ourselves in the world.
That is a really interesting point of view, because I've found that life is definitely like a series of projects where at first you're lost and like life sucks because your mind won't is going crazy, because you're like, what's my life for? I have a friend going through this right now, and they're like, what's life for? What's the meaning of life? What am I supposed to be doing? I shouldn't be here at this moment. Like, I'm supposed to be somewhere else. All this stuff is falling apart. And it's like, that's basically like the pinnacle of the wave where it's as bad as it gets. And then all of a sudden you have an insight somehow and you're like, oh yeah, that's the direction. Duh, clear. And you just go in that direction. And then all of a sudden stuff starts working out. It gets really good. And then you get to the other pinnacle where it's like, oh, life is perfect. I figured it out finally. Last time ever. Not going to have to deal with that stuff ever again. And that's the other pinnacle right before life smacks you upside the head and you go
Yeah.
right back to the other one.
Well, that's what I like about his idea of projects is it's like a work in progress, right? So it's something you're building. There might be mistakes. It's a potter's wheel. We're like the clay, right? We're unformed, but as soon as somebody has an idea, they start to inform it. There might be mistakes along the way. They might have to course correct. They might have to change it. They might have a totally new idea and redo it over. Right. And that's totally possible within our own lives. So it is, it's a kind of, I think it's a very good metaphor for, what life's about and why choices are so important. And like you said, when you have an existential crisis, right, you have a crisis of meaning, you're like, I don't know what anything is. that's when you need to get clear about, who do you want to be? What really matters to you? Because we talked about this before, right? We can focus on objects, on goals, but really it's our values that carry with us into the future, right? They're what really matters. And each attempt we do to make ourselves is just one attempt. We can always make ourselves anew, informed by all that past history, and experiences.
Yeah, it reminds me of one of the sayings from the Tao Te Ching, where it's like when you live in harmony with the Tao, if you seek, you'll find, and if you make a mistake, you're forgiven. Which is kind of like I see the choice in that. So like we have all these choices. I know, well, I don't know about everybody, but I know for me, like when I have choices, especially when it's not a clear yes or no, when like the alternatives are kind of like, eh, I don't know. It's like I don't want to make a mistake. That's the first thing. And it's like I'm afraid of putting in effort and then losing all that time and effort. So it's like the double-edged sword. But then if you live in harmony with the Tao, if you just seek, you'll find. And if you make a mistake, you're forgiven. So like you can just feel free to go forward without having all this burden of having to make the choice perfect.
Yeah, it's funny. Isn't it funny how we're so worried about, we get so caught up in making the right choice that we paralyze ourselves because we're, like you said, we're either afraid of wasting time because what if I do the wrong thing? I spend all this time trying to learn something or do something that doesn't work out, and we're afraid of doing it correctly. And it's like that imposter syndrome, like basically paralyzes us from action. And it's really crazy when really what is going to happen if we fail? Like what is actually going to happen? Like God forbid, what
Actually, it would
happens
be
if
the
I
same
spend?
thing as if we succeed in that we'll
Yeah,
die. At the end,
right.
we're gonna die. So whether we succeed or fail, we're gonna die.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it
Yeah.
doesn't make a difference. And it's kind of funny because, like, really, what is holding us back from trying? And even, like, I don't know, in my own life, I've noticed, like, even when I try things that don't work out or I go down a course for a little while and then realize I want to change, it's never a waste because I tried something I wanted to try and found out I didn't like, which is very important because then I don't regret it not having done it in the future. I gain a bunch of skills that are can be leveraged in various ways in the future. I never know too. Once when you're doing these things, you never know what questions are going to come up against or problems, and solving one of them might give you a whole new outlook on life. So you don't know. Like we just don't, we can't predict the future, but we act like we can, and then we make it so that we don't make choices.
Yeah. And like even failing or making a mistake, you can learn so much stuff from it and can be beneficial. Like for instance, there was just this course that I signed up for that I thought for a long time this is what I wanted to do, but it turns out it's not. But I didn't know that. It wasn't possible to know that until I
Yeah.
already enrolled in it and started it. So because I enrolled in it and started it and found out then this is really not the direction that I want to spend my time and energy, I lost some money. I made a mistake. But you know what? It was so cool in that moment when I was there to be like, this is really not what I want to do. And then it was like, wow, I can actually see what I want to do, not feel the burden, the obligation of being like, well, I already signed up for it and I lost some money because I did. It's like, I actually get to choose. Yeah, still lost money, sucks. But you know what? I have my time. I was able to learn from it and I didn't waste all that time and energy, especially doing an obligation that I didn't want to do.
Well, you thought about it in the time, right? And you made the right choice for you. And I think that is like a crucial example because, look, most of us, the way we decide what we're going to, we have to look at examples in the world. We see other people doing things we think, oh, that looks cool. I'll try that. And so we imagine ourselves being that person. It looks awesome. So we try it. It doesn't mean it's going to work every time, and it doesn't mean it's going to be right for us every time. But if you figure that out, like you said, both you save yourself some time, you still get to do cool stuff, you still get to try it, and you learn something about yourself that you would not have known unless you've done it, right? And I think this is the big, those are the two biggest mistakes we make, which is like thinking we can predict something ahead of time before it happens and thinking we know things before we experience them. I think that's the other like crucial error we all make, where we have biases, judgments, and they prevent us from actually doing what's good for us or maybe right for us or trying new things.
Yeah, so I guess how does someone approach making choices? Do we even need to make choices?
I think, I guess in a sense you don't. I mean, you could let the world, like, look, time keeps moving forward, right? Kierkegaard says it very well. He says, like, no matter what you do, if you're gonna take your time and reflect on a choice, that's fine. You should. But if you wait too long, somebody or the world's gonna decide for you. At some point, the choice is going to evaporate, right? Time will get, it'll take too long and something else will happen, whatever. Some pressure from the outside is going to end up working its magic on you and you're going to do something you don't want to do. So we have a window of opportunity with every choice where we can actually be self-determining. We can make a choice that's for us about what we want to do that has meaning for us, but it means that we have to actually be aware of the options. We have to recognize that we have some responsibility and that we're taking ownership of our lives, and we have to be committed to the choice that we make, right? To define us. And I think these are all hard things because a lot of people, we want to push responsibility off. We want to blame the world. We want to be a victim. We want to do all these things instead of acting. So I think the crucial thing is like we decide, find ourselves through action. So I think choices are really important for who we become, for who we are, and for defining ourselves in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, there you have it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
simple. So that's choices.
I would do it. Yeah.
Okay,
No,
cool.
I think it's very good. I mean, I think, look, I'll say one other thing too on it. I think, if you don't make your own choices, just remember somebody's going to make it. It's going to happen. And it's very hard to get clear about what you want. But the more you try to actively choose and be a part of your life, the more you'll figure it out. And I think it's worthwhile.
Bingo. There we go. We'll end on that. So, there you have it. How to make choices existentially and stoically. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. If you enjoyed that, make sure to
A
like, share,
mouthful.
subscribe. Also, you may not know it, but reviews are like gold for podcasts. So if you could give us a good review on Apple Reviews, that helps out so much. And down in the description, we are creating a product that's going to help you guys have the best year of your life. If you could just take a few minutes out of your day, fill that out for us, and then anyone who does participate will get it for free. So we are looking forward to that. Down in the description, you can find the survey. Thank you for listening. We're watching. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Randy.